a cold, far away world. A battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars that came here to earth, caught in their struggle through the whole universe. Robotic warriors.
Perceptor here. Welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. And now, without further ado, here is Weird Wolf. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, did you take the chorus stop?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, episode number 86, broadcast February 4th, 2014. I am Weird Wolf. Along with me is Megamus.
How you doing?
Plasticon.
How's it going, guys? I've returned.
I am Unicron.
Hello, everyone. Turd or turn?
No, I said you're the turd. I have returned.
Oh. And Trans Jazz.
What's up, everyone?
Well, welcome once again to another episode of Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure. Got a little bit of cool stuff for you tonight. We're going to be talking about high-quality knockoffs of Transformers and Transformer-related figures. Also going to be talking briefly about the Age of Extinction movie trailer that just debuted this past weekend during the Super Bowl, and our thoughts on that. And again, if we get time, we're going to go to our Ouch My Wallet at the end of the show. But without further ado, let's kick off the Age of Extinction movie trailer discussion. Guys, you know, this has been highly anticipated for the last few months. You know, whenever it was announced that the Transformers movie trailer or the teaser would actually be shown during the Super Bowl. I, for one, didn't watch a single minute of the Super Bowl, but I saw where somebody posted about it on Facebook and linked to the video on YouTube, and I watched it there. And I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts on it? Let's hear from Trans Jazz first.
I actually like it. I'm a big Dinobots fan. And the reference to G.I. Joe parachutes with Roadbuster was kind of cool. So, yeah, I think it's going to be good. And, you know, Optimus Prime rides Grimlock through a wall. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I have to say that was probably the highlight of the trailer for me, seeing Optimus Prime riding Grimlock. What about you, I am Unicron. What was your initial thoughts on the trailer?
It looked pretty good. I like the new look of Optimus. The other characters, I'm not a huge fan of the Bayformers, I guess, that everybody calls it, or the Michael Bay Transformers. But it does look to be an interesting movie. I really want to see what the story's about and definitely check it out.
Yeah. What about you, Megamus? Did you get to see it?
Oh, yeah. You know, I lean more towards, like, you know, what Brandon was saying. I'm not into the Bay universe. This one looks better, so I have high hopes for it, and I'll just leave it at that for now.
Mm. And Plasticon, your initial thoughts on it?
I actually didn't mind it. It didn't actually give me the thrill that I was expecting, but I can honestly, you know, from a movie standpoint and knowing a lot of the production and such that's been going into the last ones, it looks like he's actually stepped his game up when it comes to the CGI and stuff, because he knows that people want to see the robots instead of a blur. So I did dig the whole, I guess it's Swoop is the two-headed thing that came down to grab Bumblebee. I thought that was kind of interesting. And obviously Grimlock, because everybody loves Grimlock. But I was kind of confused on the old gunhead thing. I mean, Is that supposed to be
there were Mega Supreme, actually no somebody said on one of the message boards, and I don't know if this is true or not, but somebody said that was Lockdown.
I don't know. From the pictures I saw, for Lockdown was the one that was a car, the one that transformed and then like grabbed the one car and wrecked it.
Yeah.
So, and I understand from what I've been gathering, a Lockdown's supposed to be more like he's a Lamborghini in this. He's not a, they didn't make him a big muscle, crazy car with all these spikes and stuff. So I got a feeling it's going to be interesting seeing some of our characters we've gotten from anime and all these other ones just kind of thrown in there. So I'm kind of excited to see what they're going to do with it and what the story's going to entail, but it didn't really blow me away like I was expecting it to. But yeah. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the when it comes to the toy aspect. I'm not into that. Movie aspect, I guess. I mean, honestly, it's not that bad. He's stepping his game up. I've noticed that throughout the movies, so gotta give him a chance.
I have to say, you know, I'm not a like a lot of you guys. I'm not a huge fan of the Bayverse, as it's been known to be called at this point. I enjoy the movies for what they are. You know, initially the first couple movies, I was hoping for a somewhat of a G1 fangasm. But whenever I realized that was not going to come, and this is, you know, totally reference material here, I guess. But whenever I realized that the movies weren't going to cater basically to known Transformer franchises, basically they were going to take known Transformer names and characters and totally reinvent them. Even down to Optimus Prime. I mean, Prime is still the stoic leader, but he's, you know, a little more edgy. And then, of course, everybody else is just completely different. And this movie here, the movie trailer, I'm not going to hate on it too much because, you know, anything at this point right now is just conjecture. You know, the previous movies, if anything, have taught us that anything that we see prior to the movie's release sometimes can be misinformation. You know, how many times were we shown different things? You know, the different Transformers from the previous movies, and it comes out that they're either not in the movie or they have a very small role. What was it? Dead End, I believe, in Revenge of the Fallen. Mm-hmm. The guy, I can't remember what kind of car it was, but I mean, he literally was on screen for maybe 15 seconds and then gets sliced in half. You know, so
Audi.
Yeah, the Audi guy. A lot of it can be just totally misinformation.
Well, I think a lot of it right now is because all the hype that we've been seeing. I mean, when you go to TFW, they've got consistent stuff dropping on their newsreel dealing with the movie being made. You know, hints of, oh, this was parked here, or, oh, I drove through here, and look, oh, well, there's Optimus Prime. You know, some dude was driving through, I forget what state, and they saw, you know, they drove right through where they were shooting the movie, and I'm like, that's kind of weird.
That was here in Texas, actually.
I find that extremely odd because when it comes to me being a filmmaker, knowing how it works, they're supposed to have had security locked down those roads to keep anybody from going down them. So I wouldn't think that was just some yahoo that did it. It was probably one of the crew members that did it and then just put it up because they don't just let somebody on set. They don't because of security issues and safety reasons. That's why. But the big thing is with all the hype, that's what I'm kind of wondering how they're going to go with this because you got people, you know, you're expecting this car to be this or this car to be this and this to be this and this to be this. You're absolutely right. Speculation in some of the trailers and stuff really blow it kind of out of proportion. So my whole thing is to anybody that's planning on going to see the movie, go in there with an open mind, keep in mind that it is continuing from what happened previously. So just enjoy it. Check your brain at the door and have fun with it.
Absolutely. That's the best way to enjoy these movies. You know, I mean, just don't go in with any preconceptions or preconceived ideas about the movie and you'll enjoy it. But you assume the first thing about the movie and it's going to let you down. And all three of the movies have done that for me.
Yes.
I mean, that's honestly, I mean, because I myself even ragged on some of the stuff. But now that I own them, I've watched them several times, I completely understand the reason why they picked what they did, what they did, what they did. It is a change in the times. All those G1 guys, we're getting older. We want it to continue on for our kids, but this is the way our kids can get involved with it, because you got to think how fast video games are and stuff like that. They have to have something that's a lot more fast-paced than the G1 movie was when we were kids.
Yeah.
They have to. So I can completely respect what Michael Bay is doing. I know some people probably absolutely hate him. I'm sorry if you hate him. Maybe you guys should research bad directing. He's actually an excellent director. He's a very good lighting guy.
Well, and a lot of it has to do with the writing, too. I mean, Michael Bay doesn't write the movies himself, either. I mean,
that's very true. The scripts themselves are given to him. He has to make that script come to life. If I was to sit here and hand you a book that's written out, and that book has to turn into a script, and this script is given to somebody that is not the best at writing, but they write it the best they can, and then they turn it back around and we take that writing and try to turn it into moving pictures, movies, there you go. That's where the translation gets lost throughout time. And that's how it works. And I'm sorry for all you guys out there that want to complain about that. That's the way it works. You're not drawing a cartoon here. You're using live action. It's a complete different take on that.
Go ahead, Chad.
Revenge of the Fallen, he actually did write part of that script. He actually came out and said when they had the writers, whatever it was, when they went on strike or whatever, he actually wrote part of that script. And honestly, if he wrote part of the script, maybe that's why that's probably the worst of the three movies.
Well, I mean, that's another thing you got to think. Every movie that is produced, I'm talking, it doesn't matter what the heck you're going to watch in the theaters, that stuff's most of them written by the Writers Guild. And if something happens to the Writers Guild and they're not happy, they're not going to write anything. So who's stuck doing it? The producers and the directors. And if you're not very good at writing, he might not be strong at writing. Myself, being a filmmaker myself, writing is my worst suit. But I can do everything else. And that's the thing. That's why you hire certain people to do certain things. And if that writer apparently was part of the Writers Guild, and the Writers Guild's like, oh, if you show up at this, you're not going to be in the guild anymore, they'll kick you out. And if they do that, that can kill your credit. It could kill your career. Some writers won't do it. So you guys have to keep this type of thing in mind when you guys do go watch some of these movies. Some stuff, it might be just next to impossible in the budget to actually fit it. Everybody's like, oh, it's not impossible. It's movies, blah, 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 blah. Guess what? There is a budget behind it. God knows how much money he probably spent and how many strings he pulled for that Revenge of the Fallen ending explosion, where he did pretty much the biggest freaking explosion there's been filmed ever. He's down in the Guinness Book of Records for that alone.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have to think of it that way. Think about what he's doing. Yeah, you're going there to check your brain at the door and watch robots fight and things explode. Have fun with it.
Anything? He actually broke his own record, too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, the thing is, if you want something that blows up, guess who you hire? You hire Michael Bay. Because he knows what he's doing. He's proficient at it. Now, when it comes to CG and all that, that's kind of out of his hands. I don't know if you guys know how much of a nightmare he went through with the very first movie, but he went through a crap ton of stuff.
He's not typically known for CG movies beforehand, was he?
No. The reason why the CG was so blurry and such at the very end, the entire thing, CG was on the back burner. It was being built, but it was on the back burner. after everything was shot, he brought all that stuff in. And then he sat there at ILM day after day after day, working with the guys, trying to figure out how to make the CG work with everything. And they did the best they could. In the second movie, they rebuilt every single solitary CG model. Third movie, they took those similar models and they re-enhanced them and worked them the way they needed them. Now think about, with him learning from that experience, how better this movie is going to be now. You guys have to think about this kind of thing, because some of you guys I know are not even aware of any of this. And some of you guys that are, I understand. And I'm sorry if I'm, you know, some viewers might not like that idea, but that's the way it is. If you guys don't understand movie making, there's a lot of work involved. It's not just point a light and a camera and tell somebody to say a few lines. It's much more than that. So just letting you guys know.
Most definitely. Any of you guys have any closing thoughts on the Age of Extinction trailer and or thoughts about anything in the trailer?
I think it's like everybody else said, you just go into that movie with an open mind and don't compare it to anything else, and it'll be a halfway decent movie for you to watch.
Yep.
Yep.
Go on with low expectations and you'll come out happy.
Well, let me just say, I do like the way they remodeled Optimus. I think he does look pretty cool.
Yeah, I have to admit that too.
The toy looks like crap, though. Hint, Hasbro, come on, man. You could have folded that backpack up a little more now.
Our podcast is brought to you by CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. CapturedPrey.com. I had the privilege yesterday, I live in the Louisville, Kentucky area, and was able to check out Zone Comics in St. Matthews, Kentucky, off of Hubbard's Road. If you are living in the Louisville area, you can check out Zone Comics, and they are a partner with Captured Prey at this time. They have Captured Prey product in there. You can go in to a store and actually buy third-party Transformer items. And it was really, really something to walk into the store last night and see, Fans Project, not Stunticons, sitting on a shelf. There was actually a full set of five that was available at the store. Captured Prey is calling these, this is the first of a few that he's wanting to get going, but he's calling this a moon base. So if you're in the Louisville, Kentucky area, since Captured Prey doesn't actually, or until now, didn't actually have a storefront to actually go to and buy Transformers at, or third-party items, this gives you a place that you can actually go to now. And Sidecutter is going to be checking it out on a frequent basis, keeping fresh stock in there and maintaining it. And if it does well, then it's going to spread throughout the region. And he's talked about maybe one in Lexington, one in Indianapolis, maybe one in Nashville. So who knows? There might be a Captured Prey moon base coming to you very soon. It's a great idea. Also, I want to remind people that if you're listening to us live on YouTube...
Did we lose him?
No, I'm still here.
We'll say, near you.
I must have locked up.
Yeah. If you are listening to us live on the YouTube channel, you can comment in the comment section below the video, and we can see them here in our Hangout, and we're also monitoring it on YouTube to make sure that we catch them. That way, if you have any questions or comments during the show, it's possible we can mention them live on the air. If you are listening to us on the downloadable version, please feel free to go onto our Facebook group and comment, or you can tweet us at TFYLP. I'm monitoring the Twitter feed right now as we speak, and you can also use that avenue as well if you're listening in live. Let's go into... before we do that, I just mentioned briefly and this is going to spoil my ouch my wallet if we got to it, but I was able to pick up Fans Project Diesel last night from Captured Prey. And I must say, this looks fantastic. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Looks fantastic. I hate Diesel. I hate him. I hate that toy. I did a live unboxing this afternoon. You know, in and of itself, I thought it went well, but I decided to go ahead. Hopefully, he will stand here. Stay.
Sit, Uber, sit.
dog. I decided to go ahead and try to convert him live on the unboxing, and he's just a mess. I mean, there's so many tabs and panels and little fragile joints that if you're not careful, you could easily break that figure.
Sounds like Cyclops.
Yeah.
Broken tabs.
I was fortunate, you know, I converted him to diesel mode and then transformed him back to his semi mode. And then from semi, I converted him back to robot and now back into combined form. And I have to say, I'm probably going to leave him just like this because from semi to combined mode, just making sure things lined up and trying to decipher, I'm going to pull up the instructions here. Just trying to decipher.
Let me ask you something. You said that when you're transforming him to semi, that it was hard. It was hard to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was semi hard, right?
That's what she said.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was just curious.
I had a raging semi in my hands. You know, it's just
so. It's all good.
Yeah. If I don't know if you can see it, but there's his instructions. And there are no words, and it's just pretty much, yeah, it's just pretty.
Never gets old.
He lost his train.
We're not talking about trains, no, talking about trucks.
I kept talking.
Oh, I'm sorry, you lost your semi-thought.
It must have frozen.
So, would you say that he's semi-par? Would you say the quality is semi-par?
Semi-par.
Semi-par.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But in all honesty, though, it's a really good-looking figure. But I have to say it is overly complex. And what it seems to me is like the engineers that made the toy, they overdid it. You know, it's like any concept that they came up with to cram into that one toy, they did it. You know, it's like nothing was left on the drawing table. You know, no concept. I mean, the inside of the trailer is nothing but robot parts and guns. And there are so many little tabs that could easily stress or break. You know, I recommend getting it. I still recommend getting it. But there's a caveat with it. I would be extremely careful with that figure. And unless you're the adventurous type, I'd leave it in combined mode because he is way too complicated to just sit down. You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm watching TV or watching a movie, I'll go grab a figure and sit and just, you know, convert it back and forth a few times and enjoy, you know, the conversion, and then I'll put it mm-hmm. back on the shelf. Diesel is not a figure that you'll want to do that with at all. I mean, you will sit down and watch an entire movie and convert it one time.
Well, is it? I don't have one yet. So, is the transformation so intricate that how do I say it? Is it going to piss you off?
Yes.
Is it more aggravating than it's worth?
Yes.
I mean, I like some of the way that they transform, and you know, it takes a little bit of thought process with it and all that. And all that's great.
Yeah.
But if it's going to tick me off, then I don't want to do it. I'm, you know, honestly, like you said, I'll put it in one mode and I'm going to leave it alone.
Honestly, whenever I unboxed it, and those of you after the show, you can go over and and watch the unboxing. The video's about 30 minutes long. Yes, there's a train passing by here, I know.
This is not a semi.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to follow the instructions. And granted, you know, while I was on the air, I was trying to talk and make it interesting and also read the instructions and convert the thing at the same time. But ultimately, I got to the legs and I had to turn off the video because I was genuinely afraid that I was going to break this toy. I mean, I gave $120 for this thing, and I didn't want to break it the first time right out of the box. And about 30 minutes after I went off air, I was still sitting here messing with it. And by this point, I was genuinely pissed because of how fiddly and complex it was. And it's like, turn this flap here, move it over here, turn it a little bit more, fold it in on itself, turn it down a little bit more, and then rotate it up and clip it in. It's like, right, really?
And I think that's what I was talking about. You know, the intricate design, and they want to show off and showcase what they can do, and that's great. But when you put it all into one product, and people get pissed from trying to convert it, and they, you know, or they break it, worst of all, you didn't really accomplish what you set out to do, which is to show that you can make a good toy. Yeah. You can't do that if it's constantly pissing people off. They can't do it or they break it.
Well, I mean, like I said, at the figure is a beautiful figure. I love the end result. I love him in individual robot mode. I love him in truck mode. And I love him in combined form. But getting him there, it's not fun. It's tedious. And granted, it's a learnable transformation. I mean, the second time through, whenever I took him from truck mode to combined form, I was a little bit more bold because I knew what was supposed to move and what wasn't. But that first time through, you are going to be sweating bullets. Because, I mean, and I showed the hinge, one of the main hinges in the video. There is a hinge on there that literally the entire front half of the cab, the truck itself, is attached to the back half of the trailer with just a little hinge that is barely the width of the head of a pencil. And there's two little hinges like that. And personally, I think that's just bad design. And
I agree with you.
It's really disappointing coming from Fans Project right on the heels of their awesome Glacial Bot combiner.
Well, my whole thing is they're probably trying to produce both at the same time, and they're trying to, you know, help out everybody that wants a not Minasaur. But my whole thing is they could have made that transformation a lot easier. I've watched Piog's video, and Piog's video is about 45 minutes long. Him showing everything this stupid thing does, and to me, yes, I said stupid, because there's so much engineering crammed into this stupid trailer. Yeah. Why couldn't they just made the trailer detach from the cab? Make the cab turn into a smaller robot that can combine into the freaking trailer, kind of like Power Master Prime, and it still transform like that. They could have easily done that, and you might be able to actually fit one of the other figures into the trailer, which would be cool.
Mm.
Well, they could have done that.
I think what I said and what you said is correct. I think that they just tried to put too much in it. They just tried to add too much in it and sometimes, you know, simplify it. And we want to make sure that they get their $120 money's worth or whatever, $150, whatever it is. Well, the truth of the matter is, I don't want a statue. I want a transformer, and I don't want something I'm going to be afraid to transform, and it's essentially a statue.
Yeah, I mean, granted, some people may feel completely different about this, and they may pick it up and mess with it on a regular basis. But before we move on, and I'd like to hear Chad and Brandon's thoughts on this too, but there are some really cool features about this toy. The head is like, I mean, the detail. I don't know if it's coming through on here, but the detail is insane on this figure. The sword is made out of entirely bits in mostly the sides of the trailer. It's each side of the trailer comes off and then forms out the sword. Really ingenious part of that part of the design. On the bottoms of the feet, I don't know if you can see it, dudes. There are rubber pads on the bottom of the feet. You can stand this guy in a glass cabinet like a IKEA Detolf, and he's not going to slip and slide.
I didn't know that. It has pads on it?
Yeah, there are little rubber pads on the bottom of his feet right there. See those black things?
Yeah, I remember Pyong mentioning that.
I give props to that. That's a very not very costly.
Yeah.
And smart. But you know, the weight of the toy, it's not going to slide. It's not going to slide all over the place like some of the other combiners we have.
Yeah. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous toy. Like I said, it's intricate, you know, but it's intricate to a fault. And I think if you love the Stunticons, and I love the Stunticons, it will scratch the itch, and you won't regret buying this thing, but you will hate converting it. I will say that. For the most part,
whole thing is I love the truck mode, and I would be so upset with that because it was so much of a pain. I mean, who really wants to spend an hour and a half putting that thing together like you just said
before we got on there? Granted, yeah, it did take me an hour and a half to get it all converted and put together. That was the very first time I ever combined it. Maybe if I took it apart and transformed it again, maybe putting it back together, knowing what I'm supposed to do and knowing where things are supposed to fit, it wouldn't take as long. I could honestly see putting it together realistically in about 20 minutes.
I mean, but it still, is a beautiful 20 minutes. Toy. I don't get me wrong. I mean, I love the aesthetic, but my whole thing is for the price, the quality, and you're saying the hinges are that small? No, that's just not worth it. It's like paying, like Megan was saying, you're paying for a statue, you're paying for something that you can put on the shelf, and if you touch it, it's going to fly to bits.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is the other four bots, the other Stunticons, they are a bit fiddly, but they're not that bad. They are actually quite enjoyable. And Diesel, I wouldn't let Diesel speak for every third-party Transformer out there. There are some really phenomenal third-party figures out there that are not fiddly, they're not fragile, and they are not. And yes, they are expensive, but they're not something that you would hate transforming. The Function X bots, you can sit down in about 5 minutes, convert one from back and forth, and totally enjoy doing it.
Mastermind Creations, those were fairly decent.
Yeah,
except for the very first released one, but they went back and fixed it. That's what I liked about them. They got their head out of their butt, and they fixed the engineering, and everybody likes them now.
Bovis, he looks complicated, but he's not really complicated at all. I admit, the first time I converted Bovis, it took me about 20, 25 minutes because I really didn't know where this fit and what turned and everything. But once you learn it, it's pretty simple. And I really never thought at one point, while I was converting Bovis, did I think that I was going to break it? Because I didn't feel like it. But with Diesel, the problem with him is there's so many of those little thin tabs and the very this right here is a useless piece of shit. Honestly, the instructions.
Tell us how you feel.
Yeah,
they it's rage.
So he uses it for toilet paper.
I mean, this thing is useless because. Might shake a little. I mean, the instructions are so vague in this. I mean, you can't just highlight a 3D render and put a little arrow and expect somebody to know what to do with the actual three-dimensional object.
That is kind of like the Metroplex stickers.
Yeah. I really, really, really wish that they were more clear on the instructions and... If the instructions were more clear and gave me a little more confidence, and maybe, you know, like for some of the hinges and tabs, put a little caution note there, say caution, thin tabs, be careful here. You know, I could go through things a little bit more confidently and not feel like, you know, am I doing this too strong? Am I moving something before I'm supposed to move it? And if because, you know, there's even official transformers where you can move something too soon and snap off a part.
Yeah, I do know for like the I believe it was like the Mastermind Creations for the Seekers. There was some disclaimers they put on there because things were sharp. Things could snap if you did something wrong, and you should read the instructions. I mean, to me, yeah, you pay, you know, at least 70 plus for half of these third party figures, depending on what you're getting. But 90% of the time, if you get something like that, probably should read the instructions for your transformer, unless you've watched tons of reviews of it and you already kind of pretty much have it memorized. Yeah. But some people do.
I do want to reiterate, though, I mean, given everything I've said, I don't sit here. I'm not going to sit here and say don't buy it and that it's not worth it, because, you know, that combined form to me, he is worth it.
No, I mean, honestly, it's a beautiful piece. You guys out there that's got your Hercules and your Superion, there you go. Then you got you a Minasaur. All we need now is that Copytron they're working on. I've seen bits and pieces of that thing here and there. Yeah.
I'm reading the comments here on the YouTube channel. Modified Ninja said, "Hello, I agree. Diesel is overcomplicated. I love the look of the rubber soles on him, and he feels... and he completes my four limbs at least. They got us all by releasing Diesel last. And it's also his birthday coming up, so happy birthday coming up very soon. And he's looking forward to a box of Micromasters. But Unicron, you and Trans Jazz, what are your thoughts on this whole ordeal?
I'll probably pass on them unless the price comes down a little bit. But I guess one of my questions that I have for you is, when he's in truck mode, the trailer, you know how you see everything kind of comes apart and forms, the sword and other items. How does it look when it's in truck mode? Does it look nice and smooth?
It does. I've actually got some pictures taken of it in truck mode. I have not photographed it in combined mode yet, which is why I have not uploaded them. I would look for those. I'm probably going to try to do that right after the show tonight, just to get some pictures up. So kind of look for that on the Facebook.
From what I've gathered, truck size wise, I believe it's slightly smaller than G1 Prime.
Yes,
slightly.
Okay.
So it's almost in scale. That could have freaking made a truck that disconnects, and you could have swapped something. Come on, man. That would have been cool.
That would have been cool.
Everybody knows we want an entire Minasaur that's like in size with freaking G1 Prime, so we can make him go head to head. Come on. Yeah. Bring it on.
That's how it was originally. I mean, you know.
What about you, Trans Jazz? Your thoughts on Diesel? I know you were actually kind of excited to hear about him.
Yeah, I was, but, you know, my whole thing is if the tractor can't pivot from the trailer,
it cannot.
Then why put all that engineering into something if you can't put a simple peg in a hole and make it pivot?
Well, if once you convert it, you will understand why it is impossible. With this design, it is impossible for that to happen. Because of the essentially,
that's
the
what
cab,
I was saying. I mean, they should have seriously made the truck separate from the into the main body of the robot and have that truck portion turn into something that plugs into it, kind of like Powermaster Prime, which wouldn't work.
Yeah. Essentially, here's the gist of it.
That's the way I look at it. The way you do Plasticon, I think that they missed the boat.
Yeah, essentially, the cab is a shell. It is a shell. It's a clamshell that comes together and interlocks at the front of the trailer. The front half of the trailer is actually the robot for Diesel. And it's kind of folded it up and tabbed in on itself. And then the cab basically splits apart a la G1 style, but what it does is basically comes back and forms like shin guards for him. And then the top of the sleeper actually folds around in on itself, folds up underneath, and becomes the feet.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Piog's review. Piog's review, basically, you can take the trailer itself, and you separate the trailer with the rear half, and it pops off completely. So then you got like a semi with like a box trailer.
It becomes essentially a straight truck is what it is.
Yeah, but there is no reason, like Plasticon was saying, that they couldn't have made it pivot and do the same stuff that it does now. It just, in my opinion, they missed the boat.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great place to store a couple awesome guns, but I mean, come on. That's not what the entire trailer would have. I mean, they could have used the trailer to fit better engineering in there, too. Especially with like two little tabs holding the front of the cab on. It's only a due time. That's going to snap, and then you're going to see tons of them on eBay because people are trying to get rid of it.
Mm. Well, same thing happened to, what was it, Cyclops?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's sad because Cyclops was. There was so much awesome engineering in that thing, and that thing is just massive. But it was just a bad idea having those kind of little tabs hold the bottom of the boat together. And myself, I was very close to purchasing one because I love the way Mastermind Collection's stuff is. I mean, their stuff is cool.
Especially the steampunk-looking stuff. Yeah.
I love that. Absolutely love it because I'm a big train fanatic.
But I agree with you. I actually decided not to buy it. Because of all the problems I heard with the tabs.
So I mean, I would be afraid. Now, if I was able to get one at a decent price, I would purchase one. But for the price they were asking for, with the possibility of something snapping, I didn't want to pay that. Now, if it was cheaper, I probably would.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. If you're paying for that, then you want the quality. And part of the quality is, of course, you just don't want it to break.
Well, it's kind of like the Retro Future bots. They Fans Project released awesome, no problems. They fit together fine,
and
they didn't waste any engineering. It works. It holds together, and I don't feel like it could explode in my hand.
This is one thing though. The type of plastic that they used on the Retro Future Glacial Bots, that type of plastic is the same kind of plastic that it feels like diesel is made out of.
But you don't have the elephant's head being held on by two little teeny tiny tabs.
No. And that's the difference.
Well, see, that's
a lot of people may be asking, you know, why did I go ahead and bring up my Alchemy wallet now and talk about something totally off kilter? Well, the reason is because it's a third party product and not exactly a transformer, but it looks like a transformer, and we had some quality issues with it. Well. Going into our topic of discussion tonight, we're talking about high quality knockoffs. You know, there are knockoffs out there like the Brutica set that is right over my shoulder here somewhere. My camera is inverted, so it's hard to point. But you see the Bruticus right over my shoulder, and that is a low quality knockoff. Those came out about, 8 years ago? At like Big Lots and Walmart, I think that one came in an Easter basket at Walmart. And if you were growing up as a kid and you had those little party favors, the little plastic party favor cars, and the cheap, lame-ass plastic that they were made out of, that's what those things feel like. And honestly, that's pretty much all they're good for is party favors.
They're still better quality than the ones you can get in freaking Big Lots right now. Half the transformations on those have been completely nixed. It's ridiculous how cheap those are.
Speaking of, I have a knockoff right here. This is a G1 Devastator, and this is a mini-sized. This one right here is comprised of robots that are roughly legend-sized. And let's see here. What's a good example here? I'll go ahead and take off Bone Crusher here and show you an example of what Plasticon was talking about there of something that's been cheaped out on. You know how the original Bone Crusher, I'll pull this up here, hopefully my screen will catch it. The original Bone Crusher had elbows and shoulders and a head that moved. Well, this little guy here, granted, he's a lot smaller, and I have to say, I absolutely love this little knockoff because, you know, it's kind of cute. But he had this knockoff has no elbows. The head cannot move. It is in place. It's not painted at all. And yeah, it's really, really cheaply done. Just really cheap. The quality of it is kind of mid-level. It's not as bad as the Bruticus set that's over my shoulder, but it's not as good as a high quality knockoff.
Right. I've seen there's actually a set I think that was a complete ripoff of, because there was a set similar to it that was released that had all the engineering just like the original Generation 1 Devastator, and it was really decent quality. People actually bought it just for World's Smallest, and I remember there was somebody that was making special KO boxes to put them in, so that way you could display it just like the old, you know, the old gift set, and even had individual boxes. So somebody actually had the time to do that, to go into engineering all these crazy things for something that actually had some decent quality, and then some other KO company's like, oh, well, we're going to take these and just nix this, and this, and that'll make it cheaper to make, and then we can make a little bit more money off of it, and that's what they sold you, someone that doesn't do half the stuff that the original one did that they ripped off of the real Devastator. But it's not actually cool. I mean, I had that personally, but I had sent that one to a buddy of mine because a buddy of mine never had a Devastator, and I was like, it didn't cost me any money, I just sent them.
I have actually some great examples of sitting right here in front of me of some that was an example of like a low to mid quality knockoff. I think the highest quality knockoff, and I know Plasticon is probably going to go ape shit over this, but I have a high quality knockoff G1 Wheeljack.
What one?
I gave $50 for this at BotCon in 2011. It was the last year that they allowed knockoffs on the floor, and I haven't opened this one. And I hear that it's okay quality, but compared to these other knockoffs, this is pretty damn good. It's actually got die cast where it's supposed to have die cast, rubber where it's supposed to have rubber. All the stickers, everything is there. I mean,
that's one of those ones that I was talking about when me and Megamus had our little battle last week about the molds that were thrown out. That's one of those.
Yeah.
That's exactly where that line came from. And those out there that want to purchase those, go for it. They're good quality. Don't pass them. Don't try to use it as a substitute for. I mean, don't try to pass it off as a real thing and sell it to somebody else. But they're like, look, I got a high quality KO version. Then later on, get the real one, and if you want to use bits or something to complete a real one, do it.
But, the only reason I have this one, and the reason is it's mint sealed box, is because I mean, look at it. I mean, you can't look at this and it doesn't and it not invoke some fond memories of childhood.
I want it.
Yep. I've got a 100% complete and dead, as close to dead mint for a 30-year-old toy. I've got a 100% complete vintage Wheeljack in my display case, and I have this one to kind of, you know, keep that little sentimental value. I look down and see that G1 box, even though it's slightly off,
What's funny is they're barely off, too. So you really have to look at it to tell.
Well, I think what it is this gray bit right here actually wasn't on the original box, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. There's times
there's a little bit more. It's centered and everything.
Yeah, I was about to say it. Sometimes if you look on like the edge of the box, and this is kind of a disclaimer for you guys out there, because I had a buddy of mine that shot me pictures of a swoop earlier this week, and I thought it was real, but he said, if you look at the way the picture is on the side, some of the picture kind of rolls off to the actual folding flap. So if you tend to see that, that tells you immediately that it's a KO. Because Hasbro did, I mean, he has, back then Hasbro even observed the quality of the boxes they were releasing. So it was right on par back then.
But real quick, talking about the Wheeljack, and I say this to anyone, just remember that if you are going to buy something and you think that there is a possibility that it is a high-quality knockoff, do your research. There's plenty of people out there, myself included, that have done reviews specifically to show the differences so you don't get taken. That's the only thing I have a problem with them. If you want one of those as opposed to a vintage, great. I have no problem with it. When people take them and try and make them out to be something that they're not for profit, that's where I have a problem. And that's where, as a community, we need to stick together and help each other out.
Bro fist.
So,
yeah, exactly. I'm right on par with him on that, because there's some awesome awesome things out there that's been knocked off in the past few years. And just keep in mind, do some research. Ask us. You can ask me if you have to. Ask him. You can get hold of one of us about it. Me and him probably know more about KOs than anybody, but that's because we're crazy like that. We really get into the obscure, weird shit.
But one other thing I would like to say to the Chinese company, which I'm sure they're watching because, you know, everyone watches this.
Why not do
the other ones? Do the other ones. Do a marble Wheeljack. Do some Dino
Do me
colors.
A freaking Lyle Kaiser, for God's sake.
That money for it. God, don't just do the normal ones. Do them all. Simple repaints.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, honestly, I would not pass up on a yellow Trailbreaker. Or a freaking orange version of
a Helix? Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, come on. An orange version of Hoist would be sweet. Give me a blue version of Hoist, which was released way back in the day. That would be sweet. Give me a blue Trailbreaker.
Exactly.
Come on, guys. If you're going to KO this stuff, go dip into the old school Diaclone stuff that's not getting touched and dip into some G2 stuff that's got exploding gold plastic. Paint that crap gold and sell it to us. Paint the crap fuchsia. I don't care.
Example. Look at Mirage. They did the normal color. They did a white one. They did a black one. They did a red one. They did a clear one. They did a smoke one. They ran that one into the ground, but they all sold because they were neat.
Especially the red one and the black one, because those were direct repaints of the original ones that were released before they were Transformers. That's why most people got them. And honestly, I would get them and stick them on my shelf and be like, yep, I'll stick them in my customized Diaclone Magnus, and that's just going to look boss, and I don't care. That's how I feel. And I think everybody else will be on the same boat on that one.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to hear Trans Jazz and Brandon's thoughts on let's hear from Chad first. Do you have any knockoffs or anything? What's your experiences with high quality?
Well,
knockoffs?
Actually, I hadn't had a knockoff, and I still don't yet. But I did purchase two of them today. I purchased a knockoff of Masterpiece Red Alert, and I purchased a knockoff of Ravage and Frenzy. So. Just what Brandon was holding up there. And I'm waiting for those to be shipped to me. So I'm kind of anxious to see what I end up with, you know, because the boxes look, from all the pictures I've seen, the boxes and everything look almost identical. So, yeah, there's the box.
Go ahead and highlight that here for viewers. If the damn Google Plus will let me do it.
It's saying FU.
Yeah, it is saying FU. It's not letting me even click on anything. Oh, there we go.
But yeah, from what I hear, those are actually pretty good. And I don't know if any of you guys have seen any of the reviews of the gold version they released of that thing, but I watched a Chachi Power review on it. That thing is pretty cool. It's actually pretty nice. It's very, the outside of it is like really, really shiny, but it's not a fingerprint magnet. Like when you transform it, everybody would be like afraid it would be like, you know, one of those chromed up ones that'll scratch up or whatever. It's actually pretty good quality. It's it's from the same guys that are doing those.
Yeah. So, I've actually seen it.
You want a freaking gold one, get one.
I think I might pick it up just because it's cheap. And why not?
Well, my whole thing is, when you transform it, not all of it's gold. It's got red bits in it and black bits in it throughout it, so that way it actually breaks up that huge gold palette that absolutely turns me off when it comes to any of those gold versions of some of that stuff. I like having some detail in the robot. It's cool if I got a gold alt mode. Just give me some detail in the robot. You know, don't lose all the detail with the gold.
I mean, it's the way I look at it is, this is such a great mold, and the quality of the kales that I have are extremely good quality. I mean, I've never had such a good quality kale toy. And I'm just really, really impressed with them. And if you can get it for $40, pick them up, man. I mean, it's don't not get it.
I got my Red Alert for $35 shipped. Yeah. And I got my two cassettes for $30 shipped. So
is that $30 a piece or $30 for both?
$30 for both.
Wow, nice.
So I only deal with one guy on eBay because he has the best deals, and unfortunately they're celebrating the Chinese New Year over there, so he actually is not going to ship anything out until like the 8th of February, which is only a few days away, but still, it's going to elongate my wait.
Well, my whole thing is, I'm kind of wondering if they're going to possibly maybe knock it off again and give us a clamp down, a deep cover. If they did, I would probably buy those two masterpieces because of what they are.
Well, I've got to ask you real quick, just looking at these two, you can probably tell, but can you just tell by looking at them which one's the kale box and which one's the real box?
One's got a holographic sticker, and the other one's just got a silver.
They both do.
They both got holographic.
Yeah. The top one's the fake.
Yeah, well, yeah, because you can see the red on it. My bottom one's the Tiger Track. It's that good of a quality of a KO that they even copied the Lamborghini hologram sticker on there.
From what I hear, when you look at like the two boxes, like in the light, Well, when you look at them in the light. One of them, if you look the way the temple's done, some of it's slightly raised and it's smooth, but on the other one, it's not. If you look at it in the light, because you can see like the ripples in the cardboard and stuff, but if you have to look at it really closely to be able to tell.
Actually, the keel looks a little bit brighter.
Yeah.
Slightly shinier than what the real one does.
Well, I'm talking about like the cover on the very front of it.
Oh, yeah, the front
of
the box.
Look at both of them.
Yeah.
You'll see a difference.
It's more of a little bit more of a glossy.
Yep. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. I mean, they're nice. And then, of course, on the Keel Red Alert, of course, he's missing his, I mean, Red Alert Sideswipe. He's missing his Autobot insignia on the side. He should have an Autobot insignia on the hood that he doesn't have. So, but I mean, it's.
Is that missing on the front, too?
No, it's on the front.
And it's actually on the toy as well.
Yeah, it's on the toy. It's on the front. It's just, for some reason, on this one little flap, it's missing right here.
Well, there you go. That's how you can tell the difference.
Yeah, that's how you can tell the difference between the KO box. First, right off the bat.
Good.
And, that's good to know for our viewers out there that go to, like, say, a comic store or something like that, a con, and you guys see it in person.
Pick it up and look for it.
Sometimes, yeah, if you're looking at eBay, look at the pictures, too. But I wouldn't give over $60 for it. Like I was saying, like $35.
Yeah, $40.
Excellent. That's excellent for a toy like that. I would do that, but it's the price point that turns me off sometimes.
And the enjoyment of it. I mean, here's Sideswipe here in robot mode. And, I mean, man, this is a good figure. You can see he's not loose. He's not falling apart.
That's
he's not
KO.
Doing anything. Yeah, this is knockoff. I can hold him just by his arm, and as you can see, he's solid. I mean, it's a good, solid figure here. I can shake him, and I mean, most
I love
most
how
KOs
you squeeze
really
his legs together like he's G1.
But yeah, I love G1. So.
That's awesome.
That brings Frank Jeff.
I do the same crap.
Final Fusion.
Yeah. Sometimes I.
Hey, I do that with my Retro Fusion boss. I don't separate one's legs.
Yeah, it's. Anyway, and then we got Red Alert here. Same thing. Now, also on the car modes, one thing I will point out, I don't know if it's hard to see.
Lambo.
Can you see around the headlight how it's just cleared in white plastic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one of the trademarks you can tell. Because all the original ones, you see that black trim?
Yeah.
The real versions have that black trim around the clear plastic.
Because that's where the real car was.
Yes.
And
all three of the official versions, not the Kills, have the black trim.
Also, the Lamborghini insignia on the hood.
Yeah, it's a little bit off. It's actually on there.
I know, but yeah, I mean,
it's on there, but it's like slightly off.
Yeah, it's
slightly
a bit
off, and it's actually more pronounced that it's like the little bull insignia on actual Sideswipe, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, Sideswipe is a little bit better detail. And also one more. Now this is just a little nitpicking here. It actually says. I don't know if you can read.
Countach?
Yeah, it says Countach. This actually says, hold on, I'm backwards here. Is it focusing?
No.
No, I'm just seeing your logo right now.
Okay, well, it says Countach. Countach.
Oh, so they messed that up.
Close enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's... As far as being on display and transforming them and just having a blast with them, get them. I mean, they're worth it. Like I said, I'm extremely impressed with the quality. And just to have it on display and to pick it up, I always transform. Sideswipe, he stays out all the time because I'm constantly transforming him. I just love transforming the motor. It's the blast to transform and just the pose and everything else. So, whereas the original ones like Tiger Tracks, I don't pull them out of his box that often. I'm a little bit scared to break them, so I need to get the KO so I can enjoy it a little bit more.
I mean, they're worth it. Like I said, the only other variant I've seen is a gold one, but I'd love to see them do a freaking clamp down. I mean, come on. All it is repaint freaking Red Alert.
Yeah, I'm thinking about
covers, just a repaint of... Actually, you got that G2 version of Sideswipe coming out.
Yes.
That's easy. From that point, they've almost got the entire deep cover paint job.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you can do it, people.
You can do a breakdown. I was thinking about doing a custom breakdown, buying another one just to customize and make a breakdown out of one of them just because they're cheap.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that that KO?
Oh, that's the Robot Masters knockoff.
Knockoff of the Robot Masters Victory Saber. And it's fully, I mean, it does virtually everything that the Robot Master version did. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, he's even got the little Brain Master in there. And this guy is really awesome. But this one here was a Big Lots special. You know, I mean, got it at Big Lots like $5.
Now, I found this online. This is the, it's an oversized version, but this is the Robot Masters version of the Victory Leo.
I've seen those at Family Dollar.
Yeah, they're fairly good sized, but not quite big enough to combine with my Star Saber I have. I need one of these in full size. I need a real one. But... It's kind of cool actually having this, that way I get to actually play with the mold, because this is pretty close to what the original mold really is. But, I mean, it's got a little loose here, but that's nothing that, you know, a little bit of nail polish or something like that couldn't fix. But, I mean, it's pretty good quality. They're not bad. I mean, I've handled knockoffs that literally, if you touched it, it turned to dust. Not this one. It's pretty good.
One of my favorite knockoffs, and I think I showed this a couple weeks ago on the podcast, but a miniature sized knockoff God Genrai. And this thing here was about $20. I can't remember exactly where Insane Galvatron got it. He got two of them. There was one that was like a Fire Guts color and another one that was actually G1 colors. And it had mixed up parts, you know, like the Fire Guts one had like a silver one of these and had like red wings, and we kind of mix and match to make them as close as we could. And I believe Insane Galvatron sold his, but I held on to mine. I don't know where the missile is here, but dude, to give you an idea how detailed this knockoff is, how good this knockoff is, it does. I mean, and this thing is maybe a third the size of an actual Power Master Prime Gaijin Rai. The Power Master HiQ, it comes off, and it fully transforms.
That is sweet.
Yeah, I mean, he, and look at this. The he can dance. He can dance if he wants to. But yeah,
he's even got the moving arms.
Yeah, even got the moving arms. I mean, it's a phenomenal, phenomenal knockoff, and you know, these things here were like at Big Lots, and like Chad said, Family Dollar and you know, Easter basket specials at Walmart. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff out there. I mean, this is the biggest problem with it, is that the spring. Oh my God, the spring in this thing is like, it's insane.
The American version, my original Gaijin Rai, the spring's extremely tight in it, and it will literally launch the Power Master out. I've been sitting here one day and hear something fling across the room. I go look and I find a HiQ on the floor because it flings it out. I've even went in as far as to disassemble it and put some bushing paper behind the two things that's supposed to wedge it to hold it together, and it still pushes it out. It's that powerful of a spring on the original, so I'm not surprised.
Well, the thing is this knockoff here, it still has the Power Master locking gimmick.
That's cool.
I mean, that's straight up like, look, we have the original plans. Let's just downsize it and then send it on its way.
That's neat. I like stuff like that. I like to find one of them, actually. So
it'd be so cool if they had like a world's smallest box for that.
I've looked for another one of these because I'd actually like to have another one just to display it in truck mode, because it's phenomenally looking in truck mode too.
I got a buddy of mine on eBay, and I had mentioned this before, Ghost Hell. He had a few of those for a little while. You might be able to contact him directly. Look him up on eBay. He usually goes by GhostHell_1 or GhostHell_2, because he has two or three different eBay accounts he sets up, so he's trying not to get mixed. But he does a lot of KOs. That's the guy I got all my... because most of you guys that probably have seen my YouTube already, I'm seeing the Guts Blocker, the KO version of that I did. Phenomenal. Go out and buy it. But check out the review. But that's the guy I got it from. I actually got six of them from him.
Hey, guys, I'm going to have to go. I just wanted to let you know I've got to get some rest before I take off again tonight. So.
Okay, Chad, thanks for joining us this evening, and be safe out there.
Yeah, be safe, dude.
I will. Hey, at least I didn't have the Swage 66 syndrome this week and, you know, didn't get kicked out before it even started.
Yeah, we all missed you the other night. But have a good time.
All right.
See you guys.
See you, man.
You
know, Plasticon, you were showing before the show, you were really proud of your Build Tiger. Here's one that I doubt you might have.
This guy.
No.
Oh yeah.
Avenger.
I've seen Avenger. I've seen him on eBay.
Yes.
I picked this up because it was really cheap. Very, 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 very cheap.
This?
I've always wanted to play with this. Yeah. And I debated on going down that route, but honestly, I'm already sold in the Brave just with this thing.
Yeah.
I'm probably going this to thing here later on down the road.
Actually, $10 shipped from China.
Yeah, you. I remember you did a review of that thing.
Yeah, I thought it was.
You were upset because it was packaged in an envelope.
Yeah, they sent it to me in an envelope and with no padding whatsoever. They just threw it in an envelope and sent it from China.
I wonder if it made it here.
Yeah,
but I just showed you probably the box that it came in.
But this Build Tiger is not too bad. I did have issues trying to get his the little drill dude feet pads here to actually fit on here, but everything transforms just like the original. They actually didn't mix out on any of the transformations. They did remove the springs that actually go in here that actually launched the little bitty silver balls.
She said
that balls. It has little spiky things. These are actually pretty cool, though. I actually like the idea that it came with a lot of chrome. That was one of the biggest sell points for me because I love chrome on my Transformers. It literally looks cool. Mm-hmm. Not on that Bayformer. That thing looks hideous, by the way.
I kind of like the chrome crap on it, actually. But
too much. Too much. There's a point where you go.
Yeah, it looks tacky.
But it looks gaudy. Looks like
Grandma's. There you go. Exactly. Gaudy. Yeah,
and then add some doilies to it, and it'll be right up Grandma's alley. Anyway, this thing is actually pretty cool. I kind of suggest you guys go out and look for it. I got this thing in a 4-pack. I don't have I do not have the box on me, but it comes in those higher quality KO boxes where it's blistered packed, but it's actually a cardboard thing that goes all the way around it. It's not on a blister card. It's like in a kind of a box.
Kind of like that guy right there.
Yeah, kind of like your Bruticus that you got in the background, the not Ruination. This thing's pretty cool. It does come with a little clamp here, so that way you can do the whole combine them all together into four vehicles into the big long train drill kind of mode that it had in the cartoon and everything.
Which, if it's you're familiar with cool. Brave, that's a very common thing.
The other thing that really threw me for a loop is the treads for the X-Graver. These things are rubber, which is nuts. I've never seen that on any of these kind of KOs. That totally threw me for a loop. I did not expect that to be rubber. I expected those to be just molded solid plastic with a couple wheels shoved through it. No, it was rubber treads that work. And I highly suggest you guys check it out and get one of these. It does come with a little silly soccer ball as well, like freaking actual other toy does. I don't know why. I'm still trying to figure out what the hell's up with the damn soccer ball. Or football, as other people want to call it.
He likes to play footy.
Yeah, apparently. But, I can't complain. And this is actually kind of a goldish chrome versus the silver, just like it should be. And it does have a lot of translucent plastic, like all the lights that's supposed to be like flashy lights, every one of them are translucent. So they actually took some time when they built this. And what was funny is when I unboxed it, it came from KB for $5.
What? Yeah. Awesome.
So you guys keep an eye out for those things on eBay. They're worth the money. Grab them.
I'm actually looking for a Build Tiger now.
It's worth it. I mean, I myself, after getting that, I want to get the full size one because this is slightly undersized. Yeah. I think the real one actually comes up to about here. But Build Tiger is actually a really, really excellent toy. I love Brave. I think Brave's awesome. I love Transformers. Get there some.
There you go.
Let's see here. Transformers for robots.
So, Megamus, I heard that from you. What's up? Anything cool?
Actually, there's a,
my turn.
There's a real Build Tiger here on eBay right now for $80. It's a DX. It's a DX Korean version.
Nice. That's not bad. Build Tiger's actually a little more common to find.
Yeah.
I found that out. And sometimes you can get the I don't remember the name of it, but it's a gigantic excavator that actually combines with an airliner. And I don't remember his name, but sometimes you can find that combo on there. I believe that might be who it is. But it combines together, and it's usually in a two. You can buy the excavator separate from the airliner, or you can buy the combo pack. I highly suggest buying the combo packs.
Yeah, it's power Dagwon. Yeah, Brave Command Dagwon.
That's the whole gimmick for Brave, guys. It's awesome. Get them.
Yeah, freaking, if you love combiners.
Almost every one of them are combiners.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to try to get with Headmaster Don from Radio Free Cybertron here in the next couple weeks once I find out what my work schedule is. I actually started work yesterday. Yay!
Yes!
But once I find out my finalized work schedule, we'll determine on what our broadcast schedule will be with TFYLP. It may stay the same, but if it changes, we'll let you know. But I want to get Headmaster Don in here because he's a huge, huge Brave fan. I love Brave. I know you love Brave. Megamus, you've got some Brave, don't you?
Nope.
Nope? Okay, you suck then.
Nope.
But
you suck then.
Can I just comment real quick on Brave?
Sure.
don't hate me, but to me they look cool, but they kind of look Power Rangery. A little bit.
Thank you.
I'm not the only one. Okay.
They're kind of the.
They are.
They were a mixture of like a Sentai and Transformer thing.
Yeah, they actually a lot of the Megazords from Power Rangers, some of the same designers that worked on Brave and Transformers worked on some of the.
That explains it.
Yeah, that's why you get some crossover there.
Well, I mean, but the thing is, don't discredit them because, I mean, they took Sky Gary, just pretty much repainted it and released as Death Gary Gun.
Yeah.
And they took Grandis, which is one of the rarest Transformers out there, and repainted it as Dagbase. And actually, they remolded some stuff on it. So if you can't get a hold of a Grandis, get you a Dagbase, and Dagbase will plug right into your Star Convoy the same way. Just a little hint out there for our collectors out there that are not a
Megamus, you got some knockoffs for us.
I got a few.
He's got a couple.
I got a couple tree. All right, let's see if this share thing works. We're going to start with that.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay.
Cassette Man.
It's been sinned before. Everyone's seen it. No big deal. This is the very first Transformer I ever had as a kid. Very first. We couldn't afford all the the originals, but this was at a flea market, and this is what my mom bought me. This is my very first Transformer. So, knockoffs have been in my collection since the beginning. Quality on that is perfect. It's identical. All of it. I mean, you couldn't get any better. Came with extra pieces that the Japanese one came with, but the U.S. one didn't. The headphones and the mic and all that. So, absolutely. Just because it's a knockoff doesn't mean it's no good. Then you get into, let's go with this. Start with the big ones. There you go.
Oh, I've seen this.
That's a oversized Prime. And aside from the fact that there's no plastic, it's all plastic. Transformation is identical. It's a little scaled down, but the quality's fine. And it's
is that the one that comes with the remolded G2 trailer?
Yes. See, it's even got the little.
That thing is freaking awesome.
Yep. That one's neat.
Extremely rare.
I think Plasticon knows about this guy. This little guy right here.
Are you talking about this?
Yeah.
This thing. This? This.
Yeah.
Are we sure we're talking about this?
Well, we're talking about a knockoff, right? We're talking about cheap knockoffs, right?
We're talking about high quality knockoffs.
Look.
This is a cheap knockoff.
Look,
It's upside down. Oh my God, it's staying together. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't
fall. That's probably better quality than the original.
Actually, this is a great way to get hold of a Minasaur that's complete that isn't going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of metal pieces that aren't metal on this, but, I mean, it's essentially the same.
It's actually about the same weight, too. This thing's pretty heavy. It's hefty.
And little Seeker Love. Everyone knows I love these. Little Seeker Love.
Oh, God. You'd have to do that to me.
I do. I got the... You know, they get the white one. Identical. In quality, everything. It's just the mold's different. Better molded, in my opinion.
Yeah, I enjoy the look of that thing. That thing just looks wicked.
And then you got to have the black one, too.
Oh, that's nice. That's real nice.
Those things are bad. I mean, we're talking knockoffs, right? I mean, goofy knockoffs.
I swear that thing's awesome.
Wait a minute. Goofy knockoffs. Look. What Sludge and Swoop together.
I love that. That's one of my favorite because it's a flying brontosaurus.
Yeah, I mean, why? Why? Why not?
Yeah.
Okay, here's some goofy ones.
Do you have the Godzilla Grimlock?
I do, but he was buried in the back of the display case. I couldn't dig him out, but I do.
That thing is one of my grails.
There you go. Look at this one.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Like a Chop Shop knockoff?
Yeah, it is. It's just like Chop Shop, only it's just, you know, a little simplified with the legs. It's only got one.
And lots of crew.
Instead of two or three on the bottom portion? But... very, very tough to get. This is a 4-star. Most of these that I've showed you are 4-stars. Let's see.
No, 4-star. Is that the manufacturer?
That's a manufacturer that made them. Well, it's actually a distributor.
I've done a bunch of reviews on that. Jumped in value lately, too. I've noticed that.
Well, it's because people are finally understanding that just how cool they are. I mean, look at the different... I mean, I know people are going to look at that and say, that's not big. It is cool. That is neat. That is awesome. The Jets are awesome. But Transformers weren't the only thing that were knocked off. There you go.
GoBot.
That is sick.
That's just a GoBot. And everyone's going to say, so what? It's just a little GoBot. Well, let me get a... let me see here. I like to use this. We like to use our little Legends guy because he's sitting right here and we know how tall he is, right? There you go.
That's oversized, guys.
It's oversized.
They didn't release that. That's probably in the same scale as the large I have.
It's like a Super GoBot, right?
Yeah, it's probably the same
size. Every once in a while, you'll find those cheap enough. What is it? How much is it?
$60. Buy it now.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Free shipping.
Are you kidding me?
$60. Buy it now. Free shipping for a 4-star Black Phantom Jet.
That is unbelievable. Is it got
Does
both
it have
fists?
The landing gear?
It's looks like it's only got one fist.
The landing gear
comes with both missile sets. Missing one tail fin and a fist.
Well, yeah. I don't see it. Does it have the little landing gear? Because they're white.
I can't see.
Can't
but still,
that picture.
Still, that's. I mean, that's a hell of a price. These things go
for
$100.
We got a 4-star Fliptron jump starter for $10. Buy it now.
Let me see here. Oh, and then the one thing I wanted to show, Plasticon, it happens to be, aside from my Cassette Man. Am I still on here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I hear you. Good.
Oversized side kill.
That thing is huge.
It is, and it's almost like a plushie because he doesn't transform, but he's got these sweet little roller skates.
that is doing a jumbo right. That's cool.
There he goes. Hey, back and forth.
It's a jumbo.
Yeah,
I love that.
That 4-star Phantom Jet, you can actually buy the wings. That it's missing. They're available on eBay as well.
Duran, I've been all over eBay looking for those. You can always find them in bits and pieces. If you find one together, you're going to pay about $250 for it.
Actually, the wings...
Fully together, 100%.
That one was $60, the jet was $60. Here's a wing for $9.41, and one of the
That's the side wing. That's not the rear wing.
The rear wing.
Side wings usually break. They're very... It's just because of these pins. Here, I'll show you. And it's just like on G1s, but these pins, you see how small they are. Yeah. They always break.
Here's a left black wing for $14.12, and you have a landing gear for $14.12.
See, I mean, they've come down in price. They're usually a complete one's right around $100, maybe a little more. The white one seems to go for a little more than the black one. There is a gray one I've only seen one of, and that thing I'm sure will go for a phenomenal price if it shows up.
Yeah, he showed me pictures of that thing. It's pretty unbelievable. He said he still can't find one himself.
Nah, I still can't find it.
And I told him, I was like, if I ever get my eyes on it, I will let him know right away because that thing needs to go in his collection.
You can get three four-star jump starters for $40 shipped.
Well, here that you is go. An awesome price. I'm sorry.
Oh, it
get
is.
You some jump starters now.
Here's the box artwork that they came with, and I just love it. I love the background. It reminds me of Mask, the beginning of Mask, and then the artwork of the actual robots, like of the Phantom Jet with the sword, is just awesome. It's awesome.
It's just sweet like the, how much the time things. They put into that stuff back then.
Oh, yeah. And we're talking about a Taiwan company, you know, and they probably sold these things for pennies, you know, and the quality is there. The quality is
back when you were a kid and you went to the swap meet and you saw these weird knockoff robots. That's where they came from.
But, exactly. So, like I said, you know, I just grabbed one for the heck of it. But, you know, the quality, it's there. Just because it's a knockoff, it's not subpar, you know. And even dare I say, knockoff of GoBots, they're not subpar.
I've seen knockoff Power Rangers before that are pretty good too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So don't discredit knockoffs, guys. Jump on it, get it. Who cares?
Well, the other thing is
my whole thing
is before, and I've said this. I say this all the time. If you're going to buy something and it's going to cost you some money, do your research and save your money. Simple. Find out what you're looking at. Find out the quality. Find out the issues before you buy it.
And by far, just have fun buying the damn thing.
Absolutely.
And if you're buying them, or if you're planning on buying a lot of them just to flip them, come on. You're not in the right fandom. Go away.
No. I don't think knockoffs are made to flip and make money. I think they're just made to enjoy because of their coolness and weirdness. Most of the time.
Okay, well, let's go a little cool and weird here for a second on my half. I do have a few more knockoffs here. Ooh, that one actually transforms, too.
Yeah, it's oversized, but it does transform.
Oh, dude, that's
freaking awesome. Just like it.
Anyway.
But you were saying.
I've got some knockoff Spy Changers or G2 GoBots. This is a Humvee.
Nice.
And it is so freaking cool. I call this the Knot Hound.
Knot
Hound. It's awesome. And it transforms just like them. It's not bad quality. It's got metal pins throughout it. The molding might be a little off on the head sculpts, but honestly, it's not bad. It's pretty cool. I do like it. It's very neat. It's actually camouflaged, too.
Yeah.
And I've got another one here. Knot Inferno.
No.
Anybody?
Is that an old-style pumper?
Yeah.
Looks like it.
Yeah, that is awesome.
What's and it's on the cool. Side? I love this thing. It says fire department. And
fire department? Awesome.
It says you have firepower rescue team on the hood. But this is cool. I mean, this is what you get knockoffs for. You get like the weirdest stuff sometimes. And I just think these are just awesome. I'll be doing little reviews on these things pretty soon for you guys. But journeying through eBay, let's go back about a year and a half ago, I ran across somebody that sold an entire lot. This is every one of them in lot of these. I don't know if you guys have seen these, but these are actually Scramble City combiner limbs.
Wow.
I have fire trucks, two of them, in two different styles. I've got a, they call this a container robot, but I think of this as a television news report truck. Then we got these weird ones like this. That's like the European trucks. I don't know if you guys are very familiar with it, but most European trucks overseas actually have cranes built right here on almost every one of them, which is what's crazy.
The lorries.
Yeah, the lorries. Every lorry has that. And then we've got cherry picker. An excavator. Crane. Cement mixer. Dump truck. And I guess you would call this a gravel truck.
Now, but each one of those will combine?
Oh, yeah. They don't. These are just like the limbs. Like if you went out and buy a G1 limb. That's what every one of these are. Every single solitary one of them. They all do fully transform into robot mode.
But they have the Scramble City ports on them?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy how these actually work, too. I mean, there you go.
I have never seen those before.
These will actually pop off, so you can swap them around if you want, which is cool. They all came with little bitty guns, too, like one little gun apiece, which is pretty neat. It just pops in the sand. This will fold out like this, but when you push these two halves together, I don't know how well you can see it, but there's a bit of a bar that's in between. That'll keep it from moving all the way up and all the way down.
That's cool.
And if you want to, like I said, you can do this. And then since I got him conveniently right here.
Now, does it have molded fists and feet?
No, does not. Okay. It's just like your G1 stuff where you actually have to pull the, put the arms and legs and such on there.
Right. And then the feet and the fists.
I haven't pulled this off in a while. Yeah. That's Yeah, I haven't took him apart in a while. It's kind of stiff. Yeah, no. She said that too. But
actually, she did because he's only semi-hard.
I mean, they do fit fairly well. I wouldn't say the hulls are molded absolutely 100% perfect because I mean I haven't really used these for Scramble City ports that much. That's probably because they're fairly newish because I didn't really do much with them when I got them because I just I bought them mainly because they're truck mold. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention, you can push this in and it won't move at all. See?
It's neat. Cool.
It's actually really, really ingenious. And then they'll plug right in. I just dropped the fist, but... And they hold just fine.
Wow.
That's neat.
Now you tell me that is the coolest crap ever.
Combiner out of these yet.
I honestly think these were probably part of a line that they were working on, but they didn't make to like the center robot. Or they were just doing it just to play off of this whole G1 Scramble City thing that everybody's got this stuff. So
right. Does it got stampings on it?
No, they do not. They don't have any stampings whatsoever. I am trying to remember the name of them because I actually, every one of these I bought them carded. But I tossed the boxes.
Right.
I don't have room for all my boxes, guys. Sorry. But yeah, I didn't keep all the boxes up, but it's not bad. They're pretty cool. I think you guys should know. I mean, Megamist, you should try to hunt up a set of these things. They're sweet. I mean, you love them.
They look pretty neat.
Well, I just like the idea that these things actually, the shoulder bits here actually move in to lock things into place. Like, if you want this down, this doesn't flop around everywhere. If you want the head portion up, it won't flop because of that little portion right there.
You don't want it to flop.
And every one of them is designed the same way. Now, The one drawback I can say is they all have the same head sculpt, which is weird. But I look past that because it's an awesome ensemble. I mean,
yeah,
I got a crap ton of trucks like this that stay in scale with all my freaking like G1 cars. This is awesome. I don't care. Suck it, people. I don't care. Go for it.
just because you did that, I pulled him out. He's been in the display
flopped
case
him around
forever.
A little bit.
But there you go.
There we go.
Right there. With the Jetfire head. You got to love it.
That's awesome.
What was that thing called? The Bill King? Or what? It was like Mr. Hard Hat. Yeah, Mr.
Hard Hat. This is Mr. Hard Hat. 4-star goodness.
And just from what I hear, that insane. Thing is awesome quality, too.
It is. I mean, it's got its issues. It's got a few issues. But, I mean, it is super, super hard to complete. There's so many little parts. And the worst thing is you can't see it, but, like, the little parts that connect it, they don't look like Transformer parts, so people threw them away. So, but
yeah, that thing
yeah,
is cool.
Awesome, awesome. Goofy looking, yeah, I love it.
I've been after one of those. I just want one just because it's weird.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then they had to go and make different colored ones. So there's actually 3 different colored ones. So you'd actually go out and try and find 3 of them.
Sweet. Well, guys, I believe we need to wrap up our discussion right now and move into the Ouch My Wallet segment, and then we'll wrap up the show. Ouch My Wallet, as always, is brought to you by CapturedPrey.com. Captured Prey, great toys, great prices, great service, CapturedPrey.com. Unicron, you got anything for Ouch My Wallet this week?
Yes, I do. I finally broke down and got one of these guys. I picked it up from an acquaintance of mine. It's actually not bad. I've seen everybody give this guy really bad reviews.
Well, the only thing that's really wrong with it is the fact that the stickers are horrible on it.
Well, that reminds me of a little bit of G1 stickers that I had, but
you can just get some repro labels and it'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what I was maybe thinking. That, and I'd like to get the add-on kits for it, try to make them look a little better, but it's not really a bad figure. I don't know why it gets so much hate. It's actually fairly decent, you know.
Mine,
people are silly that don't like that thing.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Cool. I'm perfectly happy with mine, so, you know.
Yeah, I was actually put off on getting it for a while because of all the hate it got, and finally I just broke
it's
down.
It's mainly
got it.
Because when BBTS had those, they bulk ordered so many of them, thinking the things were going to fly off the shelves, and then everybody had one.
Yeah.
And now they're stuck with a ton of them.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you can get them for what about 25, 30 bucks now?
Yeah, they're like 30-something, 40 bucks. And
should get it, man. It's you guys cool. out there that's got a little extra moolah and don't have a C-Con set, that's the cheapest you're going to get one. Even if you try to get the vintage, the original, you're not going to be able to touch it for that price. Just get that one so that way you can play with it. And then when you get an original, you stick the original in that container and stick that container on the shelf if you don't have the freaking gift pack set.
Yeah, it's nice. It's worth picking up. Definitely. I think people are missing out if they don't get it. As a matter of fact, I think I might just get an unknown just because it's cheap. And I can,
I need to get around and do a Redux review. I actually did a review of the whole thing. It's very lengthy. I apologize to my viewers. So I will be doing a Redux review of them because they're sweet. They're awesome. Buy them. Yeah.
And also, I finally picked up a drag strip here.
Following the Stunticon theme here.
Yeah.
You know, but that's one of the best repaints they did.
Yes.
That was so good.
They did. It's a really good looking figure here. I like it. I got the Mirage figure. It's not a bad figure. I think this one, out of all of them, looks probably the best.
Yeah, I would have said Fracture. But that one's even better.
Yeah,
I just like all the detail they put into it.
Yeah, I'm amazed. There is a lot of detail and a lot of paint on it that you really don't see on the toys nowadays.
Well, that was the what was that line called? They only made four of them.
The Universe Special Edition.
The Special Edition, and that's what they did. They put more paint apps into them, put a little more quality.
Yeah, and they're actually coming down.
That was weren't the best they originally?
One, the others weren't as good.
Weren't they originally Kohl's exclusives or something like that?
I don't know where they came from originally. I've just seen them pop up here and there.
No, I think it was it JCPenney or something like that.
Yeah, they were a store exclusive.
They were a store exclusive, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. It doesn't say anywhere on the box, but I tell you what, they're neat. If you can find them I got this one $20. It's great picking it up for $20 just to get it, you know. They're cool. And that's all I got for this week, so. Yep, that's Dragstrip. What else they got? Optimus Prime, Megatron, and what's the other one? I think it's Overkill.
Overkill.
Yeah, Overkill's the other one.
Repaint of Grimlock.
Of the Grimlock.
That actually caused a lot of controversy, but.
Yeah. I think this is the only one I'm going to get out of the series. This is the one I really like. Is that Optimus? That's that weird little one that came with.
The little bendy, horrible.
Yeah.
The Megatron, it was a better repaint, but it was still a horrible toy.
Yeah, it's actually both of them that came in that little two-pack right here. So.
Yep.
I wonder near as bad as Titanium Megatron.
Oh, yeah. No. That's in pieces in a box in my closet. So I get tired of putting it back together.
You know, I went to Acme, and sadly, they had one on the shelf. And they were selling it $30, and I was like, no.
And you said to yourself, you will be keeping that here.
I said to myself, good luck selling that for $30. I'll give you $5.
I felt ripped off paying $15 at Walmart when I got it. So they take out the boxes, legs fell off.
Hey, it's the self-exploding Megatron. We always wanted one, right?
Yeah.
Take
them out, legs fall off. I'm like,
huh. Okay. The special editions, I looked it up on TF Wiki. They were Hasbro Toy Shop exclusives as well as Marshalls and TJ Maxx.
Oh, cool.
I guess it was TJ Maxx I found them. When they reduced them in clearance prices.
Yeah. Had Optimus Prime, Megatron, Dragstrip there, and Overkill.
Overkill.
Yeah. Definitely, y'all pick up Dragstrip. It's the best out of all four of them, I think.
Yep.
And the packaging was really nice, too.
Yeah, it's really nice packaging, actually. Got the display in robot mode and everything, man. It's just...
That's an excellent display case.
Yeah, it really is. I'm surprised that it actually came out here.
That's one of those some Bot Comics.
So Megamus, you have anything for Ouch My Wallet this week?
I have a bunch of stuff. I'm going to just leave it at one.
Okay.
Just one.
Can't always just have one.
On these guys, you can. For this guy, you can.
Oh, give me a high five, finally.
Yeah.
Somebody. Thank you. Give that man some love.
Look at that. I never knew all the little itty-bitty pieces that came with. All these little pieces come off.
Yeah.
All these little, I mean, this is the stuff you got to find.
That thing is a great one. For some people.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a little antenna. And show what it does.
Yeah. Can you see it?
Oh, that's cool.
They all
even the little bitty ear antennas turn at the same time.
Yeah.
And then what that's moving? An elevator in his chest.
Yeah, there's an elevator. It's
so freaking cool.
Yeah. The other stuff I got, I'll save for another show.
Dude, Grandis, that levels everything.
It's kind of ironic you were talking about Dagbase a while ago.
Well, when he was doing that, I was going, I was pointing to it. I just kept pointing to it because this literally just came in, and I love it.
That thing is probably the coolest Micro Master base ever.
And
it
also
is so
sweet. One of the rarest Transformers, too.
I have not combined it with Sky Gary, right?
Sky Gary and Star Convoy.
Yeah, I haven't combined them yet, but I've got them all. So
you got to do a photo shoot of that.
I have to. That was my ouch my wallet.
Be another good, yeah, that probably did make your wallet say ouch.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know what the hell you paid for that. But mine wasn't even cheap.
That's TFYLP minute worthy, those items.
Yes,
there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, we'll have more of those. We'll keep with that. We got to keep people. The thing is you got to come back next time. You got to see what we're going to bring out next time.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Can't give it to you all at once. We got to, you know, spoon feed you just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Not ram it down your throat so you gag.
That's what she said.
What she said?
Yeah.
Okay, Plasticon, you're up.
Rotor Force.
Rotor Force.
Some people have been wondering, because I've been posting pictures of some cool stuff. This is Power Dive. He's a helicopter. Sadly, I don't have a little disc that goes on top, because those discs are a real pain I'm about to find out. Yep, they're like, you guys remember those toys you used to get when you were a kid that you'd get? It was just like a little gun. It was this disc you put on there, and you just spin it and let go. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what these were. There's supposed to be a little disc that goes on here that will spin off when you pull a little trigger on here, and it cranks just like a watch. These things are awesome. Generation 2 goodness. This is doing a gimmick right.
Yep.
You guys saw Leadfoot that I showed earlier. That was the other Rotor Force. And I've got Ransack.
Yep.
Which okay, is that's so a little fodder
freaking
plane. Okay.
Sweet. This is the coolest alt mode ever. Hasbro, get off your duff and give us some freaking World War II planes.
And for the time, that one, both of those had some articulation. They had some articulation in the arms, and it was
kind of great. Piping.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And I'll get off on a little G2 thing here, and I'm going to go into, it is a KO.
Talking about quality KOs, that thing is phenomenal.
This thing, by far, is probably one of the best Browning KOs I have ever touched. Thing's got strong magnets, lots of die cast. It literally, if you put this next to the original, very difficult to tell the difference.
The only difference
that you're going to be able to tell right away is the molding thing they put on the side right here that says Browning M1910. Which basically is telling you it's part of that line. And what's crazy is the little cardboard box it comes in. It's got this little foam tray you pull out that's got that imprinted on the tray. It's a foam tray, guys, not plastic, not any crap. Foam, like back in the 80s kind of foam. Awesome. I got a buddy of mine that's actually hooking me up with a Ren variant of this soon. So I will have both.
That was actually a throwback to the vintage Brownie.
The vintage die clone Browning. Yeah,
the actual styrofoam had that imprinted on the back also.
Throwing up a screen share here of a mint on sealed card G2 Ransack on eBay right now. It's $79.95.
Yeah, and see the little pinwheels that go on it? I mean, I don't have his pinwheel. Well, eventually one day I might. But I do want to get those.
What color is that one? The one in the eBay auction.
It's red.
Red. Yeah. The hardest ones to find are black.
Yeah, the black ones.
They actually did both.
And it's such an awesome toy. I mean, those, and then that's pretty much what I've got.
Here's another
Transformer.
Holy crap, here's one $30. Got a bid on it.
Complete?
Yes. It's complete, mint on card, but out of
package. Yeah, $30, it's going to shoot, it'll shoot up to about 80.
Sure, that's good money, man. I think I sold mine a while back for about 40.
Somebody was silly when they put this on there, because they put it on there as a lot, because it actually had two extra sets of wings that weren't even attached to anything. I got it for $4.
Whoa.
That is a moron.
Yeah, you stole that.
Suck it, you people that don't want G2.
Like I said, I always say, do your research and save your money. It also includes surfing the internet a lot.
This guy does it.
There you go.
The more you know.
Now you know. Knowing that, knowing is half the battle.
Yeah, yo. Oh, wait. Wrong podcast. Just we need for to that, do a joke podcast one time.
Just for that, I'm gonna wear my Cobra shirt next time.
Hey, I'm wearing a Stormtrooper shirt right now. I had friends on that Death Star.
I'm wearing Voltron. Hey. Damn it, get over it.
Now, I'll take Voltron any day. The Star Wars? No. No.
He only has an oversized Wicket sitting behind him.
Not mine.
Hey, I got an Adam Walker sitting up there on the wall. I mean, he's awesome. I don't care. I love my Star Wars.
Megamus probably has a little hole cut in his crotch or something other for that.
Well, you know what, Megamus? I got something you probably don't have.
See a doctor and get rid of it.
A droid.
What?
Some mouse ears. Yes.
All right. Can you see? I'm moving it. Let me see if we can see.
Do you see that? You don't have this.
No, but do you see that?
Yeah.
That's every Star Wars figure ever made.
That's all old school, I can tell.
That's every Star Wars figure ever made. So, yeah, I do like Star Wars.
God. That much?
Just a little.
Just a little.
Just a little bit.
Here, get over it, people.
But I like this better. I like most this definitely. Better.
Hey, mine's sitting back there next to everybody else. I love that thing. I don't care what anybody says. It's the coolest freaking MicroMaster base ever.
I bought that thing, and I went, man, this thing's just a big brick. And I got it, and I went, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Honestly, that freaking toy needs more love. I mean, seriously, that character needs more love.
But, you know, here, the funny part, when this was coming in the mail, I bought this, which I was at the last I showed this. This was what I bought.
Yeah.
But it reminds me so much of that. Because that's how it folds down. It folds down the same. Folds down. It actually has a working elevator.
Weren't me and you online discussing that when you actually purchased that?
Yes. Yeah. I bought it.
That thing, that freaking machine robo thing is awesome. It folds down into like some big rolling land cruiser thing, and it's got like an aircraft carrier on top. And it pops up, and then it's got like this whole base inside of it. I mean, who doesn't want that? It's a freaking playset.
Yeah. I actually had it sitting next to Grandis.
It's sweet, man. It really is. It's cool.
Awesome.
But I'm done.
Well, guys, you know, kind of a programming note, just so listeners will be aware. Like I said earlier in the podcast, I have started a new job, and as of tomorrow, I'm going to be out on a trucking route. So I really don't know at this point right now what my set schedule will be, and it is possible that I will not be available on Friday night. If not, I'm going to hopefully if Plasticon or somebody is available, maybe they can host it. Or we may just have to postpone, but we will let you know via Twitter and our Facebook group of any upcoming changes, if any. So just please be aware and keep that in your mind. And also, I Am Unicron and Megamus has done a couple of their first TFYLP minutes, which are now available here on our YouTube channel. So be sure to check those out, and as well as ones that are upcoming. I've actually got a couple that's in the can. I'm probably going to upload one maybe tomorrow.
Are you sitting on the can? Wait, what?
No, I pre-recorded them because I kind of foresaw that I was going to be busy, which is also why I have not got the audio version of last podcast on Friday. I haven't got it edited and put up yet. I meant to do it actually this afternoon, but I got to messing with the big guy back here, and I didn't realize he would take half the friggin' afternoon to figure
That's
out.
What she said.
Yeah. I was hiding in the corner playing with the big guy.
Wasn't the big guy, huh?
Yeah.
He's a small guy.
Yeah. He's got a pointy tip on him right here, too.
Good tip.
Pointy tip. But you guys have anything further you want to talk about or say before we get off the air?
Nope.
I'll take that as a no.
Nope.
Click more robots.
Well, guys, I want to thank I Am Unicron Megamus and Plasticon, thank you guys for being with us. And Chad, he had to drop out early, but had some great stuff tonight.
Sleep's so overrated.
Yes. But guys, you know, we've got so much information that's coming out, and you know, great info here on high quality knockoffs. And maybe those of you who are listening and had a negative view or negative connotation with knockoffs, maybe you learned a few things here tonight, and that there are some knockoffs out there that are kind of worth buying. Is it generally ethical to buy knockoffs? Not really, because I mean they're illegal reproductions. But you know, hey, you might save a buck.
We're collecting robots that fight in wars.
Yeah, I mean you might save a buck and actually get something really cool. I mean, Plasticon's got some there that are totally original, and I kind of like them. I'd never seen those before. Pretty interesting stuff. But Unicron and Megamus and Plasticon, I am Weird Wolf. We will see you next time on TFYLP.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.